Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, let's start with the big casting news of the week, beginning with George Clooney. Yep, Good Night and Good Luck, a stage adaptation of the 2005 film of the same name, which was directed by Clooney, will premiere on Broadway in the spring 2025. The play is written by Clooney and Grant Heslov and will be directed by Tony winner David Cromer. Clooney will be making his Broadway, maybe even stage debut, portraying the great newsman Edward R. Murrow. And then there is Robert Downey Jr., who earlier this year won an Academy Award for Oppenheimer. Well, he will make his Broadway debut this fall in McNeil, a new drama by Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Ayad Akhtar. That's the man behind Disgraced, if you remember that. The new play is about a gifted novelist with a difficult family life and potentially problematic and very timely interest in artificial intelligence. The production is being staged by Lincoln Center, and previews are to begin September 5th. Coming much sooner, Emmy Award winner, Tony nominee Holland Taylor and Anna Villafañe will star in the world premiere of the new play, N/A, as in not applicable. Performances begin at the Mitzi Newhouse Theater, also in Lincoln Center, by the way, with an official opening set for June 23rd. This is a two-hander that centers on a battle of wills and wits between two congresswomen who are generations apart. We have the first female Speaker of the House and the youngest woman ever elected to Congress. In real life, that would be Nancy Pelosi and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Well, this play is inspired by those two, but it's not necessarily about them. The new Broadway season is no longer new, so it's time to watch the numbers, which will no doubt be impacted by next month's Tony Awards. Plays that hit a million a week are safe for now. The usual group, plus newcomers like Hell's Kitchen, Stereophonic, and limited-run shows like Mary Jane, Cabaret, and Enemy of the People. It's also time to seek other less traditional works. For example, I went to City Center to see a dance program called Message in a Bottle, based on Sting's music. Now, this has just completed a limited run, but like Justin Peck's Illinois, which was a sellout at the Armory and then transferred to Broadway, why not Message in a Bottle? It was a smash for its run here, and I say this with all the love in my heart for Justin Peck. This choreography and direction by Kate Prince, she runs a British company called Zoo Nation, is possibly the best I have ever seen. Every number was fantastic, and the standing ovation at the end was, well, endless. But the most memorable experience of my week was at the Museum of Jewish Heritage in Battery Park. It was called Project Heroes. A nonprofit entity is taking this show around the country. It features 10 songs by Israel's much-beloved singer-songwriter Gilad Segev. Each song tells the story of a person who somehow found incredible courage on October 7th. His song called The One Who Stayed is dedicated to Liron Barda, who rather than escaping the Nova Peace Concert, remained to help others. Another is about Nita Epstein, who was sheltering with his fiancé when a grenade hit their safe room. He jumped on the grenade, saving his fiancé but ending his own life. Amar Abu Sabela saw a family trapped in the car, the dead father at the wheel. He got in and drove the family out of the crossfire. Well, there was not a dry eye in the house for this one. Now, that piece has moved on, but now playing at Actors Temple Theater on West 47th, which, by the way, was a synagogue at one time, I believe, there is a play now called In Their Own Words, in which actors read the exact words spoken by those who witnessed the beginning of the war that feels like it will never end. Like Project Heroes, it tries to find resilience and, yes, hope in the words and experiences of many who gave up their own lives to save those of others. Again, that's called In Their Own Words, or October 7th. So I am heading out of New York for a while, first to Chicago to see a play called Judgment Day. I saw this as a Zoomed reading during COVID and have been waiting for an actual production ever since. Well, it is happening. It stars Jason Alexander, and I'll tell you about it next week. and I'll see you then.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.